Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is preparing to speak to Irish Parliament at this hour. Actually, he just stepped up to the microphone. He's already met with the Prime Minister and President of Ireland during a two-day visit of his ancestral home. Wednesday, across the border in Belfast, Northern Ireland, Mr. Biden hailed 25 years of peace under the Good Friday Agreement that ended the conflict over whether the region should unify with Ireland or remain part of the United Kingdom. He urged the power-sharing government that has collapsed under boycott and political infighting to be restored. During his visit, Mr. Biden was asked about the leak of highly classified U.S. intelligence documents. He said that investigators were closing in on the source of the leaks in what is believed to be the most serious security breach in a decade. The Department of Justice opened a formal criminal probe last week after the matter was referred by the Pentagon, which is assessing the damage done by the release. Ukrainian authorities have launched an investigation into a video purportedly showing the beheading of a Ukrainian soldier by Russian forces. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The video is the latest in a list of accusations of atrocities said to have been committed by Russia since it invaded in February 2022. The video circulating online appears to show a man in green fatigues wearing a yellow armband, typically donned by Ukrainian fighters. His screams are heard before another man in camouflage uses a knife to decapitate him. A third man holds up a flak jacket, apparently belonging to the man being beheaded. All three men speak in Russian. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the violence in the latest video would not be forgotten and that Russian forces would be held responsible. I'm Karen Chamas.
For the latest on all the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. The Sudanese military is warning of potential clashes with Sudan's powerful Rapid Support